Number one tops number two Tuesday night, while a pair of top-ranked teams will square off this weekend. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WisSports.net Minute brought to you by PlayInTheDells.com. More high school sports news after this.
In the water park capital of the world, we'll keep you playing long after the final score. From basketball to volleyball, hockey, baseball, and more, Wisconsin Dells is the premier destination for sports tournaments and events. And with the largest concentration of water parks in the world, our reputation for fun is second to none. Take your sports tournament to a new level and take advantage of the incredible facilities, attractions, and accommodations Wisconsin Dells has to offer. Find out how Wisconsin Dells is redefining play at PlayInTheDells.com.
The new WisSports.net boys basketball coaches poll came out Tuesday afternoon, with Lodi once again on top of the D3 rankings, followed by second-ranked Marshall. As it turned out, those two teams met up Tuesday night in a non-conference capital crossover. It was a tight ball game throughout, as Marshall's Iron 5 starters never left the court. Ultimately, Lodi pulled away for a 62-57 victory behind a game-high 29 points from senior Jordan Shea, who also held high-scoring Marshall guard Cam Ward to just 6 of 17 shooting and 15 points. In other poll news, D1's top-ranked team Germantown faces off with D4 number one Dominican on Saturday, as both are two-time defending champions. A Germantown win would tie the state boys' record for consecutive wins at 62, a record currently held by, you guessed it, Dominican from the early 1980s. In other big games on Saturday, Milwaukee Hamilton faces off with D1 second-ranked Brookfield Central, while D5's top team Green Bay NEW Lutheran meets up with fourth-ranked Sheboygan Lutheran. In girls' hoops action from Tuesday night, Onalaska got 16 points from freshman Taylor Stutley, as they held off Lacrosse Logan in an important early Mississippi Valley Conference showdown. Friday night, Maguanago hosts Arrowhead in a Classic 8 matchup. Not only did the teams play twice during the regular season last year, Maguanago scored a 64-44 win in the Division I state semifinals. This has been a WisSports.net Minute. Check us out online at WisSports.net.